Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Got a complete check. Your markets coming up with market analyst Tom Leffler, and that's coming up when we come back right after this.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply, Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases, such as tan spot. Join the team with farmers and OSU researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
It's the 30th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup coming up Friday and Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd, 7:30 p.m. both nights in Oklahoma City at the Jim Nork Arena State Fair Park. Doors open at 6 p.m. Now you can buy tickets at the door or you can reserve them early by calling 405-948-6800. Performances start at 7:30 p.m. 12 teams, 16 ranches of real ranch cowboys competed at this year's Range Roundup coming up August 22nd, 23rd. Don't miss it.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, as we take a quick look at our livestock futures here off the bat, cattle futures ended positive yesterday.
Yes, they did. Monday was the third consecutive session for the cattle complex closing positive after making a short-term low last week across the board. Now, we did see boxed beef prices continue to go lower, as did the cash feeder index continue lower. Now, we saw choice boxed beef down 44 cents yesterday, selects down $1.81, a movement of 115 loads. The cattle slaughter, 108,000 head. The cash feeder index was down $1.46. We do have on Friday the cattle on feed report coming out and the cold storage report coming out. And also yesterday, lean hogs traded and closed on a mixed note as the pork cutouts also continue to go lower. At the moment, October live cattle, 47 cents higher. October feeder cattle up 82 cents. And October lean hogs, 85 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a quick glance at our grain futures at the close yesterday, our corn and wheat futures mostly lower yesterday. Soybeans, though, finished higher.
That's correct, Dave. We saw a mixed trade yesterday for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures, but to buy the close, only the soybean complex managed to stay positive. Now, don't forget that last week we saw wheat, corn, and soybean futures and several of those contracts make new contract lows. Now, the crop progress report yesterday afternoon showed the good excellent rating of the corn, 72%. That's down one from last week. The soybeans were at 71%. That is up one from last week. The first day of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour pegged the corn yield in South Dakota at 125.7 bushels per acre. The August USDA estimate was 139. Pro Farmer put Ohio at 182 bushels per acre. The USDA number was 177. Now, trading overnight has been mostly negative. At the moment, December KC wheat down 3.75. December corn down 2.75. quarters. November soybeans down 6.75. December cotton at the moment 36 points higher. October crude oil is 35 cents higher. The September dollar index is up 9.5 cents, and September Dow Jones futures trading 43 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. And that will wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.